the hollowed out place, and that's their stock tank.
And your quail come around, oh, yeah, your rabbits come yeah. around.
Everything comes here to water.
When you were milking cows, what did you use to milk in?
Just a metal bucket.
And when your mother cooked and had things left over, the scraps and garbage and things, what did she put that in?
Oh, usually a slop bucket.
What did she fry things in?
A skillet.
Or was this just a round thing
yeah,
with a flat
metal,
bottom?
Heavy metal, flat bottom.
And what did she cook potatoes in if she was going to boil them?
Well, she'd have a pan, light pan, that's about the table.
How about her washing? How did she do that?
Well, it was mostly done years back there, just a tub and a board.
A new washing machine.
Yeah.
Huh? New board.
Yeah, just had a couple of tubs, set them up on the chairs and a board and just scrubbed them.
Did you ever go out in the spring of the year here when things started to grow and bring anything back for your mother?
Greens, you have reference to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something to decorate the house?
Well, yeah, we'd always go out and pick the flowers and things that way, you know, when the currants bloom and we used to go out and gather greens, you know.
Oh, I used to like greens. Boy. What did your mother put the flowers in?
Oh, we used to put them in a water glass or a vase of some sort.
Well, I asked about boiling. When she made stew or something, what did she stir it with?
Well, you had a long handle wooden spoon or a metal spoon.
Man, I got some odds and ends here. What would you call the thing inside that lamp that gives the light?
Well, this would be on this would be the bulb.
Uh huh.
But on a coal lamp would be the wick.
Uh huh. How about a gasoline lamp?
That'd be a mantle.
Did your mother have any special term for her best dishes?
Don't be.
I know my mother called everything china.
Well, it was her. We had some good china and some not so good. I suppose it'd be china. You want to refer to it that way.
It was all china with us, glass and everything. What did your mother do after you ate a meal?
Well, she usually started cleaning up the table and washing the dishes.
After she washed them, did she do anything to get the soap off?
Well, she usually rinsed them, you know, and then dried them.
And when she washed them, did she have anything in the water that she held in her hand to scrub them with?
Well, you use a dish rag. That's what you have reference to, I guess.
And then after...
Homemade soap.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how we get progress here now with our wonderful detergents. We created so much trouble with disposing of the suds.
Yeah, and this SOS pads is full of suds and all
yeah.
that, now, you know.
What did you dry the dishes on when they were washed?
Oh, usually a tea towel, a flour sack, usually.
And when you took a bath, what did you dry on there?
Oh, we had towels there, bath towels.
Now, if you want to get a drink, you go to the sink, and what do you turn on?
Faucet.
And if you want to water your garden or something?
Turn on the faucet hose.
How did you get your, did you ever buy apples?
Yeah, I used to buy apples.
How'd you buy them when you were a boy?
Oh, by the sack, 100-pound sack,